For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Wednesday, middle of the week. I hope you're doing great. Thank you for your comments on this teaching. I know, like I said, even last week, I've done this at about four different churches, and it just seems to resonate and hit a mark. It makes us face ourselves and go, wow, I have said that. I have lived that. You know, your belief is critical. Because at your core, what you believe affects your behavior. You've got to get your belief straightened out through the Word of God, by the Spirit of God. And it'll affect how you behave. You are a new creature in Christ. Get that belief deep down at your core, my friend. Well, we were saying number three. You can get all the past broadcasts if you want to know. Well, number three about what? What's keeping us from radiant living? Psalm 34, David said, we look to him and we're radiant and we're never ashamed. Does this keep you from radiant living? I just can't take any more. And as I said yesterday, the scripture in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you. But you got to check yourself. If you've taken on responsibilities you were never intended to carry, man, you just thank God for his grace. How's that? Number four, I don't have time to do everything I'm supposed to do. This was the number one lie that when women were surveyed out of Nancy Lee DeMoss's book that they identified with. Many women are leaving breathless, frazzled, discouraged lives. Doesn't need to be that way. Look at Jesus at the end of his life. He lifted his eyes to the Father and said, I've glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work you gave me to do. John 17, verse 4. Look at the secret here that thou gavest me to do, that God gave him to do. He had time to get it all in. Not what the disciples told him to do, not what the multitudes are telling him to do, but what God told him to do. You will have time, my friend, to do everything you're supposed to do if you're doing it under the leading of the Holy Spirit within you. If not, oh yeah, you'll get frazzled. You'll pull your hair out. And here's the danger. You'll start taking it out on everybody else. Why are you calling me? Why are you bothering me? You know what? It's a shame. It's not anyone else's fault. It's when we have to go, you know what? This is what I know I have to accomplish today. This is what I have grace for. Hello, today. This is where I feel the leading of the Holy Ghost is in my life today. And you obey. Let's look again quickly. Jesus said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work which thou gavest me to do. John 17, verse 4. God's got the plan. You yield, you obey, you listen to the unctions of the Holy Spirit within. You then will find you will have time to do everything you're supposed to do. I have three more to go. We'll do it Thursday and Friday. Join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.